Hi everyone, my name is Maya and I'm here today to talk about my profound passion for hill walking and how I've cultivated a routine of embarking on weekend excursions alongside a great peer group. When I was younger, my parents were desperate for me to do gymnastics and my teachers strongly pushed me towards athletics because I was a fast runner. I tried them, but they never really clicked. It was actually my older cousin who took me up a mountain for the first time on a rainy Sunday, and that trip completely ignited my lifelong fervour for hill walking. People often assume I switched to hill walking because I couldn't handle the physical contact in other games, or maybe because of the massive time commitment required for training. I actually spent years playing competitive basketball, and I was quite talented. However, I eventually quit because I couldn't stand the strict rules involved in those kinds of structured team sports. Hill walking just offered so much more personal freedom. Before my first serious hike, I obviously needed some decent equipment. My friends told me to invest in a highly expensive, lightweight backpack, and I almost wasted my entire month's savings on a fancy GPS watch. Instead, after seeking advice, I realized that a solid pair of walking boots was the most crucial investment to prevent terrible blisters and ankle injuries on rough terrain. I knew from the start that I didn't want to walk alone in the wilderness. I spent weeks searching for a local group on social media, but there was nothing suitable in my area. I even regularly checked the notice board at the local library, hoping to see a flyer. Surprisingly, I ended up finding my current group through a university forum, which was absolutely full of enthusiastic local walkers looking for weekend companions. Learning the ropes as a beginner wasn't entirely easy. You might think that building my physical stamina was my biggest hurdle, or perhaps getting used to carrying a heavy load on my back all day. In reality, mastering the skill of map reading proved to be the most demanding task, as I have a historically terrible sense of direction and compasses confuse me. We love to explore various landscapes across the country. A lot of seasoned walkers absolutely love a windy coastal path, and some thrill seekers prefer scaling steep, snowy peaks. Our group, though, generally prefers routes that take us through a pine forest, as the scenery is absolutely stunning and the tall trees provide fantastic shelter from the harsh winds. Fueling up properly on these long excursions is incredibly important. Many hikers swear by consuming complex energy gels on the go, or devouring big pasta meals at the end of the day. I tried those, but they just didn't suit my stomach at altitude. My absolute favorite snack to consume during a tough ascent is dried fruit, as it provides a fantastic natural energy boost without making me feel sluggish. Dealing with unpredictable nature is definitely part of the appeal. We honestly don't mind getting drenched in a sudden downpour, and walking in the freezing snow is actually quite magical if you are dressed appropriately. However, the one weather condition we all genuinely dread is thick fog, because it rolls in incredibly quickly and makes navigating the trails extremely disorientating and highly dangerous. The rewards of this hobby are genuinely huge. Obviously, my leg muscles are much stronger now, and my overall cardiovascular health has improved dramatically. But for me, the most unexpected benefit has been a massive increase in my mental clarity. It's the perfect, peaceful way to completely clear my head after a highly stressful week sitting in an office. Looking ahead, our group is setting some exciting new goals. Some of my peers are planning to tackle a famous mountain overseas, and others want to transition into learning technical rock climbing. Personally, I am currently organising a charity challenge for next summer to raise much-needed funds for the local mountain rescue teams. Thank you very much for listening to my journey.